Support for KSJD's streaming comes from Osprey PAX, independent since 1974, setting the standard for creating and producing innovative, high-quality, caring equipment designed to inspire and ease your journey. Osprey PAX is committed to the local communities where it operates and to protecting the wild places its customers love to explore. For more information, visit OspreyPAX.com.
I wish I had a quiet mind, cool water and sweet all the time, and the answer to everything, some good luck and a pair of wings. I wish I knew which way to turn, I could remember every lesson I've learned. I wish the world was a kinder place, I could put a smile on your beautiful face. I wish I had a fearless heart, I wish I wouldn't fall. I wish I had a fearless heart. I wish that I could leave the past behind, I wish I had a straight line, a better view and a cleaner mess, a brand new shirt and a little more. I wish there was a golden sun, enough love for everyone. I wish this wouldn't have to hurt so bad, feel so crazy, feel so sad. I wish I had a fearless heart, I wish I wouldn't fall. I wish I had a fearless heart. My own rules. I wish that I would face the truth. I wish that I was bulletproof. I wish I had a fearless heart. I wish I wouldn't fall apart. I wish I knew I'd make it start. I wish I wouldn't fall apart. I wish I knew how to make it start. I wish I had a fearless heart.
That is Fearless Heart by the one and only Chuck Pyle. This is KSJD. I am Tom Yoder. Chuck Pyle is known as the Zen Cowboy. He's going to be performing his unique brand of Western music at the Sunflower Theater tomorrow, Saturday, July 10th at 7:30 p.m. And he is joining me now on the phone. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Tom.
Chuck, I want to really delve into your nickname. I'm really, really curious to know how you got the nickname the Zen Cowboy.
Well, back in the 90s, I was interviewed by this little paper called The Orangutan. It was a Boulder weekly that started and stopped in a pretty short amount of time, but they were interested in why I had shaved my head, and I also was, of course, writing things like Other Side of the Hill, which is a very Western song that's about rodeoing, and then I had written a song called Keep It Simple, which is the real title is I'm Addicted to Being Angry for Feeling Guilty That I'm Ashamed of Being Afraid. And so I had these two counter things, which was a satire about Boulder, of course, because I was living there at the time. And so they came out with this headline in the front page of their paper, Zen Cowboy Talks. And that was the beginning of the whole thing. And I didn't want a niche, you know, I didn't want to be categorized in anywhere, but anyway, but that thing just kept following me around. So
stuck, huh?
Finally, I just said, okay.
Well,
and
Chuck,
it's been good, you know, because I've always quoted, you know, people. And yeah. So more exotic ones sometimes, but yeah.
Well, tell me a little bit about how you got into being a musician. Were you a student when you were younger? Did you have some influences early on that kind of pushed you into that direction? How did you become a musician?
Well, my mom drugged me up in front of an audience when I was a wee lad, and she played piano, and she had me sing a song for a bunch of people, and I didn't realize how terrified I was at the time. But later on, I was terrified when I started performing, and pretty soon, I started to make people laugh, which was a real breakthrough for me, because it made me relax, made the audience relax, and I wrote this song for someone that was a huge hit for them, and suddenly I couldn't turn back. You know, it's like I was who I was.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, you have a unique style of playing. It's called the Chuck Pyle finger style of guitar playing. Can you talk a little bit about what that sounds like?
Yeah, it sounds more like a piano than it does than a guitar, because there's a bass line and a counterpoint and a melody going all at the same time. And the slap down of my fingers. Well, I don't want to get too technical because people's ears will start to glaze over.
Right. Well, people have said that it sounds more almost like a jazz or classical soloist kind of sound as opposed to what people might think of as a traditional guitar soloist.
I think so, and it's real satisfying.
And you teach this style to people in workshops, I understand?
Yeah, I've got a couple of workshops coming up. One in Arvada and another one in Longmont. Both of them at music stores. That's usually where I do them. And I'm a Martin artist, Martin mm-hmm. guitar artist, so I get support from them sometimes too.
Where do you draw some of your inspiration for your songs? I mean, the moniker, the Zen Cowboy, I think kind of gives people a sense of. Or maybe it kind of opens things up for you in terms of you know, how you're perceived. But where are you finding your inspiration for your songwriting?
Well, like I'm working on a song now about the 12 that died on Storm King Mountain, the big fire back in the
90s. The firefighters, yeah.
Yeah, and that's one way. And then there was a flood in 1976 that I wrote a song about. I mean, I write historical songs, but I also write songs about stories that I've heard. Like, there's a song I do almost every night called My Grandpa's Hands, which is actually about a chieftain who had supernatural powers, and the soldiers, when they finally caught him, severed his hands and buried them out in the plains.
Wow.
So that he'd be separated from his hands.
Hmm.
And so it goes on and on. I mean, I find it, that a conversation sometimes can inspire a song, you know?
Yeah. On your website, I was looking at your website earlier this morning, and I noticed there you have a whole section there on religion, sort of your thoughts on God and religion. How does that figure into your music? Do you practice any kind of particular religion that inspires you in your music?
I don't. I'm more of a positivist and a naturalist. To me, the woods are my sanctuary, and if I'm thinking towards a universal power, I'm thinking towards some kind of an affirmation that I repeat over and over. And so categorizing, you know what I mean? That categorizing that is kind of difficult for people. But I don't include that in any of my music, except in some of the humorous tones I have. I talk about my ADD affliction in a song called Help, I'm Trapped on the Inside of My Face, which is kind of a follow-up to the previous funny title that I gave you.
Right.
But, yeah, that's my synagogue is out there in the woods.
Nice. That's beautiful. Well, you're going to be performing here at the Sunflower Theater in downtown Cortez tomorrow. You're going to be wrapping up Cowboy Music Week at the Sunflower. And what can folks expect tomorrow? What are they in for tomorrow when they see you at the Sunflower Theater?
Well, there's going to be songs about horses, songs about people, songs about places I love, humorous stories about why I wrote songs, and there'll be definitely some songs that are, well, it's like my grandpa said, there's been a lot of songs written, and this is definitely one of them.
Right on. Well, we sure look forward to seeing you, Chuck, and thanks for taking some time out to talk with me this morning. I appreciate it.
Well, back at you, Tom. Thanks for asking. You know, radio really works.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure if I had a chance to listen to your station, I'd love it.
Yeah, well, we'd like to think so, too. Chuck, I've got a bunch of your songs queued up here. Is there anything you want to take people out with? Any particular song that you think would be nice to send off with here today?
Yes, I do. I have a song called Keeping Time by the River. It's a song that I'll close the show with tomorrow night.
Okay, what album is that on?
That's on Keeping Time by the River. That's the title tune. Maybe you don't have that.
Oh, yeah.
That
no, I do have it. I got it right here. Yeah, we'll do that.
Oh, great.
Okay. Well, we're going to listen now to Keeping Time by the River by Chuck Pyle. Don't forget, you can get tickets to Chuck's show at sunflowertheater.org. Again, he's going to be performing at the Sunflower Theater tomorrow night to wrap up Cowboy Music Week at the Sunflower. That's tomorrow, Saturday, July 10th at 7:30 p.m. Thanks for tuning in to KSJD this morning. I'm Tom Yoder.
Change the river's course.